రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతయే నమః. అయోధ్య కాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 77. కింగ్ దశరథ'స్ ఫ్యూనరల్ కంటిన్యూడ్. ది రెసిటేషన్ బిగిన్స్ నౌ. ద 10 డేస్ పాస్డ్ అవే. ఆన్ ది 11th డే వర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ద పుణ్యాహ వాచన, ద నవశ్రాద్ధ అండ్ ది అదర్ ప్యూరిఫికేటరీ సెరమనీస్. On the 12th day, they performed the Shodasa Shraddha, the Masika and the Sapindakarana. Bharata gave away to the assembled Brahmanas untold wealth in gems, gold, garments, cattle, servants, men, maids and houses. On the morning of the 13th day, the prince wept aloud in the sorrow and proceeded to the crematorium to gather the bones of the dead. He stood at the foot of the pyre and thus spoke to his royal father, O king. You left me in charge of Rama and he has gone to the forest. You too have chosen to go back to the worlds of the gods. Rama, the sole stay and support of Kaushalya's old age, has been banished by you to the forest. Was it just of you to abandon her to misery and sorrow? With a mighty cry, he fainted away at the sight of the bones and the reddish ashes that were all that was left to him of his beloved father. His kinsmen raised him up even as people drew up the Indradhvaja by strong ropes. And like King Yayati looked he as he lay on the ground, hurled from heaven in the midst of holy sages. It was too much for Shatrughna, who fell where he stood like an uprooted tree. They recovered after a while and lamented their fate most piteously. Loving memory brought them back to the boundless kindness and solicitude their father had lavished upon them, the countless benefits and the priceless gifts they had received at his hand on every occasion. The ocean of sorrow, namely the granting of boons that originated in the heart of Mantra, was haunted by the huge sea monster Kaiki and has sucked us down to its fathomless depths. Where have you gone, leaving Bharata here to wail miserably, him whom you loved and cherished so much? You used to place before us rich dishes, drinks, garments and ornaments, and force us to select what we would of them. Who will love and cherish us so hereafter? Meseems this earth is invulnerable even during the final dissolution, since it crumbles not to powder when it is widowed of you, its righteous lord and husband. How shall we drag on our miserable existence here when you have gone back to Svarga and Rama has buried himself in the woods? So I will come to you, though I have to pass through fire to do it. I can never bring myself to enter Ayodhya, the capital of the Ikshvakus, vacant of the glorious presence of my father and brother. Verily, my place is by the side of Rama in the forest depths. The royal servants burst into tears and sobs at the view of their sad brothers thus lamenting in their bereavement. The princes threw themselves on the ground and writhed in their agony like bulls with broken horns, faint, pallid and wan. Then Vasishtha, the guru and the priest of the Ikshvakus, raised Bharata and spoke to him out of his boundless wisdom. Lofty and noble was the spirit as becomes a knower of the Supreme Lord. Child, it is 13 days since the envious flames took unto themselves our Lord and King. Why delay to perform the Sanchayana and the other remaining funeral rites? Man cannot shun the close embraces of hunger and thirst, grief, delusion, old age and death. It behooves you not to grieve as when they contact you. Sumantra raised up Shatrughna and calmed his grief by speaking to him on the origin and dissolution of all things. Like Indradhvaja's look they, the princes, battered by rain and sun. They wiped their tears and with red eyes of grief followed the kinsmen as they hurried them on to render the remaining last offices to the king. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.